When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Sahara Force India podcast, as we take you on an access all areas tour of your favourite team.
Welcome to the Sahara Force India podcast, taking you behind the scenes here at the Canadian Grand Prix. On this episode, we go inside the team as they reflect on another point-scoring weekend in Montreal.
Yeah, decent work. Not quite the strategy we hoped for at the beginning, but I think we adapted quickly and got both cars in the top 10.
And with back-to-back races on the calendar, we get exclusive access to the drivers as they prepare to tackle a new circuit in Azerbaijan.
It looks really challenging, really tight sections, and yeah, definitely looking forward to be out there.
Massively excited. New venues are always, you know, cool, new. It's really about, you know, getting there, getting in the car and learning and finding out about the track.
But first, Otmar Szafnauer is the Chief Operating Officer for the Sahara Force India team. This is his assessment of the Canadian Grand Prix, which saw an 8th place finish for Nico Hülkenberg, whilst teammate Sergio Perez came home in 10th.
The Lowdown.
Otmar, both cars in the points today. That's decent work.
Yeah, decent work. I think we're one of three teams to do that. Yeah, it was not quite the strategy we hoped for at the beginning, but I think we adapted quickly and got both cars in the top 10.
You started, Sergio, on the soft compound of tyre. What was the thinking behind that?
Yeah, so we were hoping to go soft and one stop it, so go quite long on the first stint. As it turned out, I don't think we had the tyre life, and in the middle we decided to change to a two stop, but by that time our race was compromised a bit, and Sainz was able to get ahead of Sergio.
Everyone seemed to struggle to get the tyres to last as long as they were planning on doing. Do you know why that was?
Don't know. We've got to do some analysis, and then we'll have a better idea. But that's what we're looking into. There are a few people who made them last. I think Lewis and Valtteri Bottas, to name a couple. I think Alonso, too, made them last quite a bit. But the first two made them last with pace. So we got to look into that and learn from it and move on. But from a suboptimal race, I think we came away with some good points.
Certainly things looking better now than the start of the season, where things just weren't going right at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure they're looking better from a performance perspective, but they are from a luck perspective. So, you know, the harder we work and the more we maintain our focus and efforts, I think the luck will come.
Just describe your emotions after that.
Generally I think satisfied, I would call it. I mean, I think we got most out of the car and most from the race, so from that point of view I can't complain. On the other hand, I was hoping for a little bit more, that would have been closer to the top six and that we could challenge for that sort of position. But yeah, today the performance wasn't quite there.
Where was the car lacking?
Just a bit overall, really. It was just a bit of a struggle in the cooler temperatures with the wind. It was quite tough sometimes to find the grip, and I think that was a problem.
And here are the thoughts of Sergio Perez after he finished 10th.
Well, I think certainly P9 was possible today in a perfect strategy. I think we suffered a lot from having the soft at the start. I think we we minimized the lack of temperature we had today, and it was very difficult to make the tire work today.
Going, looking ahead to Baku, you think you can get back on track there?
Yeah, we should be better, you know. New track, so hopefully we can make a bit more of a difference, the drivers.
There's no rest for the team, as from Canada, we travel to Azerbaijan for the next race on the calendar just 1 week later. Baku is a new destination for F1 this season, and the circuit twists and turns through the streets of the capital city. We've been given exclusive access to the team as they prepare for this new venue. In a moment, we'll hear how Nico and Checo are getting ready for the race. But first, I've been speaking to Tom McCulloch, the Sahara Force India chief engineer, who's been telling me what it's like to prepare for a track you've never seen before.
Down the track.
It's always difficult. It's about putting the hard work in, really. So the first task for us is to generate a track map from the CAD drawings and the information we get through the FIA. And once we've done that, we can put that into our simulation software. We have a vehicle model and a power unit model, and we start to simulate and start to learn and understand the track.
What sort of information do you get from the FIA then?
It's largely CAD drawings and elevation changes. Basically, a circuit trajectory can be generated from building a track from the information we get from the FIA, which is largely just like engineers' drawings.
Do you know much about the track surface?
We have some photographs and feedback, but we're expecting it to be obviously very new. We have an idea largely of how these kind of new tarmacs behave, but till we actually get there and get the roughness measurements of the circuit from Pirelli, we don't know too much at this stage.
So at what point over the course of the weekend or the build-up do you know as much about it as you would a Silverstone or something like that? Is it after free practice one you're pretty much at the same level?
It's just a continual learning process, really, with every session, because how the tyres behave on that tarmac till you've actually gone and run the car. We've got an idea of the quantity of low, medium and high speed corners, how long the straights are, the energy input into the tyres. But you don't know how dirty the track is, until you actually get out there and run. FP1 is a big, big learning curve. But we'll walk the track at least once, maybe twice, on the Wednesday and the Thursday, get a bit of a feel for it with the drivers. But you're learning all the way through every session. We will learn something, because the track will evolve as well.
And what are you expecting the track to be like for Force India?
It looks like a fantastic circuit. It's got some very high speed, long sections, a lot of mainly low and a few medium speed corners. Obviously quite a high speed corner onto the start-finish straight. But I think it should be a strong circuit for us. It should suit the characteristics of our car, but until we get there and find out, we don't really know.
Nico, how excited are you to race in Azerbaijan and Baku?
Massively excited. New venues are always, cool, new. You come there for the first time, like everything is new, the hotel, the infrastructure. Obviously the main thing as a driver is to discover the track. I have not had the chance to drive it on a simulator. I've seen the onboard video footage that was put on YouTube, I think, earlier this week. But it's really about, getting there, getting in the car and learning and finding out about the track.
Is there anything you could tell from that onboard video? It looks quite fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a massive straight line with a few kinks, but apparently those are flat out. So I think it's more than 2 kilometers long, the straight, with some kinks, like I said. But it looks fast. It looks like a lot of straight line, was my initial thought. But also some cool twisty sections. Obviously, it's in the city. I'm a big fan of street Grand Prix, street circuits. So yeah, looking forward to go and discover.
Why do you like street circuits so much?
Because for me as a driver, it's more of a thrill. Compared to, don't get me wrong, there's some beautiful permanent circuits in the world, like Spa, like Suzuka, they're great. But a street circuit is just a bit more special. Walls are close, it gives you a bigger thrill. It's more difficult and more of a challenge for a driver to get to the limit, because most other tracks, you go a bit, you brake too late or you go too fast into the corner, you have asphalted exits, so you don't pay a price, there is no penalty. street circuit, it's got to be right, otherwise it's going to hurt. So, you know, that just makes it a bit more exciting.
And finally, how much do you know about Azerbaijan?
Not that much, I have to admit. But, you know, I'm just that guy who gets there and finds out on site.
It looks really challenging, really tight sections, and yeah, definitely looking forward to be out there.
After your success in Monaco, it seems street circuits kind of suit you.
I hope so. I think I've always liked a street circuit, so I really hope I can be successful in Baku for the first time.
It looks a bit faster, Baku, than Monaco.
Yeah, it is. I don't think it will be more challenging than what Monaco is. But I really hope that we can have a street circuit tight and no room for mistakes is what I like.
And have you ever been to Azerbaijan before?
No, first time, so I'm looking forward to it.
Join us next time for another Sahara Force India podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.